So you do consent to being on video. You do remember you gotta ask people this.
Yeah, I'm gonna write out a thing, a form. If I'm tattooing somebody like and they're kinda like half naked-ish.
Yeah.
We could not obviously get the naked part. But like maybe like get the pasties.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like shoulder up or like their face.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I have to just set up the camera like that.
I mean, we getting them pasties this time. It's happening.
No,
I'm being hilarious. Oh my goodness.
That'd be really cool. And then I can turn it into the podcast where we have like celebrity guests and stuff that everybody keeps trying to get me to.
It'll be people wanting the dad. Hey man, you just gave me an idea.
I should have went to Houston so I could try and tattoo Travis. That would have been tight.
Yeah. It's called getting an investor or a sugar daddy.
I'm in a committed relationship.
Did you see the face? I had to get your face when she said.
Come on. Look, I've been married 10 years, but I have permission to get a sugar daddy. Okay.
For real.
That's a thing. He can get a sugar mama too, shit.
That's a good man.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah, I'm about to say, when that bread is involved.
That's enough of it. Gotta be enough.
Right. That's me worth it. That's a man that's smart.
Oh, it's wrapping all the way down to that armpit area. Oh, you gangster.
I'm terrified. We'll find out.
If anybody asks, you pay $15
for this. Okay. Done, girl.
You just put that on camera.
Damn it, ATM.
We're gonna edit that part out.
How did everything go yesterday with your girl?
Oh. Did
y'all talk about?
Oh, no.
She started crying still?
I don't know.
His girlfriend's side dude died. Damn.
And it wasn't a heart attack. He committed suicide.
No.
Oh, damn.
Yep.
No, he didn't.
He did, I swear.
Oh, now she probably feels worse now.
Yep, that's exactly why she felt bad. Yep.
So who told you it was a heart attack?
I think that's what she said initially.
Oh, okay.
Because like I guess she just got the news immediately. But yeah. It sucks.
Wait, so your girlfriend has like a legit side dude?
She said yes.
Yeah, kinda. I mean, she can do whatever she wants. I don't really care. As long as she like, you know, handles her business and stuff when she comes to the house and, you know, make sure that my life is exactly as awesome as it always is. That'd be the issue. Yeah, that's the part that was bothering me. It's like, come on, now you fucking my whole little mood. If I was having a good day, that's why I came and hung out. I came and hung out with them yesterday. And I was like, you know what? I can't deal with this.
But everything was cool when she came and got you.
Yeah, she. Well, no, at first, and then I kind of explained to her what's a term called situational awareness.
Okay.
And I was like, now. Because I mentioned women that she's seen in my phone. I was like, now think about if one of them died and I burst into tears immediately and then started playing their mixtape. How would you feel?
Asia.
Oh my God.
Because that's what she did. So I was like, how would you feel as a woman if I like played her R&B mixtape right after it burst into tears?
Especially when you're a musician. I think that's almost even more.
Did she blast your mixtape?
More
and the music is terrible. That's the worst part. It's like,
not
the only person that was going to commit suicide listening to that mixtape.
ATM,
I'm telling you,
you're a terrible individual.
If you would have heard,
yeah,
he did, unfortunately. Yeah, that's really sad for him and his family. I'm sorry for their loss. No, his loss, she'll be fine. She didn't lose anything. What did she lose?
So, what did he?
Nah, you can ask any questions. You know, solve them.
Some pills.
I don't know. I didn't ask that many questions, but
that's sad.
I feel like it's sad simply because, you know what I mean, the whole, I guess they had texted, he was going to call her, she said no, but he was like, okay, we're going to meet up. She said okay.
He killed herself over her?
I really hope so she feels upset about it.
ATM, you're a sicko.
That would be awesome, but I don't think that's what happened. You know, it's probably like real life stuff.
You're really hurt, bro.
I mean, nah. That sounds like real life stuff. People have been known to do that shit. So
that would be wrong. Nah, the reason. Nah, because I'm joking with that part. Because, like, I've had that happen to me before, like, when I was in high school, and that really hurt my heart for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of my exes, man. But she was going through a lot more than just me.
You just
cherry on top. Yeah, I was icing on the cake. And she felt as though, and this was the thing, and me and her talked about it. He had that inkling that, you know what I mean, no matter who she dated, eventually they would end up together. Like, you know, every single dude you date thinks. So it's kind of like they put themselves in a situation where it's like, yeah, you know, the dudes you're dating now, they mean nothing because eventually we're connected together, right?
The dude that I just stopped talking to, he's like rolling up
connection.
Wow.
You're
ready to come back.
I'm so ready to come back.
Definitely going to bleep his name out when we drop this episode. Yeah. Absolutely.
I didn't say hello. Thank you,
sir. Just because, you know, you actively follow him on Instagram and we want him to watch them.
I don't want him to watch it. Cut.
I don't want him to watch it.
Cut.
Do you have an Instagram page?
Yeah.
I need to follow you.
You see how many people have known you for a while that don't follow? That don't even make no sense, twin.
I know. A lot of people are like, do you have Instagram? I never use Instagram because I'm old.
You actually have you're kind of really good at tattoos. I might get my QR code, like, tatted. Because I know you could do it precise enough where it would scan.
I better do it precise enough. That's easy.
Nah, you already know it. Some of these people who line work ain't straight like it's supposed to be.
You gonna take you to somebody else's
page? Thank you. Exactly. You gonna mess around and get Lil Boosie QR code tatted on you.
Damn, poor
Lil
Boosie.
I was on Twitter recently. Lil Boosie was ranting about Lil Nas X on the wrong post and didn't realize it.
What do you mean?
You know how you click retweet and you can quote it and, like, say something? He was trying to quote a tweet that I guess was supposed to be about Lil Nas X, but it was something completely different. Oh, but he went on a whole 160 character rant. He was upset.
Boosie, they're saying Boosie, like, he's mad because he likes men.
I don't like that stigma that's put on men because there's a lot of women, and I'm not saying it's a majority. I'm not even saying it's most women, but there is a lot of women that bash men, and no one then be like, well, you must like pussy. Really?
A couple times, like, yes, you get it. I said, what the?
That is so rare, like, because because women know and other men know what is the worst thing you could say about a man. That he likes other men. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you can demasculate him. So that's women's first, you know what I mean, jab to the heart. It's like, yeah, gay motherfucker. Ah, you know what I mean? That's not right. And the sad part is a lot of dudes, they immediately get baited into it. And now they on the tirade. They ready to fight.
That's real. But I feel like, you know, there are a lot of guys who do like that, though.
Yeah.
They get angry because it is what they like.
I mean, think about it.
I know a few guys like that.
I mean,
I literally just met a girl. It was like Thursday.
Let me zoom out of just straight on your face.
I literally just met a girl on Tuesday whose husband of 20 years, they're getting a divorce because she found out he was gay.
See?
Like, full gay.
Full gay, not even bisexual.
Well, he tried to say bisexual at first, and then he was like, nah. It's full gay.
He's like, nah, I can't even lie to you, buddy.
Like, that's hard. Kids and everything 20 years later.
Now, see, that's the part that threw me. Like, I want to interview him.
What?
I don't know his name.
How? That's like a... That's like... Because... No. Because this is my thing.
Jeez.
Because can you call yourself full gay if you have kids...
Well, I think
and
that's
have
like,
been
you had a facade, like you were trying to.
It was a pretending.
So this is my thing: can a vegan be full vegan but have a facade of them eating meat every single day for 20 years?
Okay.
That's kind of.
Allergy, they pissed me off. You'd be like, wait.
Because okay, yes, you're faking it, but you definitely was in this box and shot the club up multiple times. You said kids multiple. How many times do you have to shoot the club up? If you one kid would have sufficed. Why did he do it 3-4 times?
Yeah, Because he wanted to not be fat and want to be gay.
Shame in it and all that.
Yeah, all the shame.
I mean, yeah, but he didn't have to shoot the club up, though. Like, that's different.
That's what marriage is. You have kids and stuff, and you build a family. He still built a family, and I think he can still have a family when you're gay.
I don't know about full gay. Cause they're that's what I mean. I'm like at a point.
Cause you wouldn't shut the club up if you weren't attracted to it. Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, like you had to get right.
You could have a picture of each other in his mind.
This my thing. So, or you're telling me that this woman was unsatisfied for 20 straight years because he had to be hitting this box in a way for her to enjoy it as well, right?
Gay dudes that love.
That does not, like that's them. Bisexual.
No.
It's about your sexual preference.
Okay, we're being loud.
And we're on a podcast right now. That'd be all right. And we're actually being very progressive right now, but we're talking about
this. It's a lot quieter in here now that they, or you can hear some noise outside now that they
put
that
door.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
By the way, you are taking this tattoo like a champion right now.
I'm trying.
You're like,
it's not too bad.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, where do you think you're at right now, pain level?
Like a 6. I'd say there's certain times where she goes up that I can feel it more and it hurts, but for the most part, it's not too bad. It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
How many tattoos do you have?
5. This is number 6.
Okay.
And I'm also getting another one, so that'll be number 7.
Yeah, she'll get another one after you.
All right, so I'm going to do this in this little smaller interview throughout the process.
Okay.
And that'll be kind of like a segment that I want to kind of highlight. So people who are trying to get new tattoos or get tattoos new places kind of can tell different pain tolerances and stuff like that.
It's because I'm light-handed.
Twin is one of the lightest-handed tattoo artists I have had. I done met some really good artists, but they're digging. They don't care. They're digging in the skin. Yeah, they don't care.
No, this isn't bad.
No.
The speed, you kind of be running through tattoos as well.
Yeah. I don't want her to sit here for hours and hours. You know? I know some people who will take, like, 10 hours on this.
You need to get you're gonna definitely get sponsored for hats as this podcast grows, because that's one thing that people are gonna see is the top of your head. And they're gonna want to be like, ooh, yeah, go ahead, put Mitchell and Ness right there.
I want the company I'm wearing to sponsor me. I like that.
Yes, that is girlfriends in the background. That was my decision. No, I'm just playing. Miss Megan in the building. She over here really watching Girlfriends.
We're watching Girlfriends.
I'm deep in it. I'm trying to do some work, but it's hard to focus when I'm so invested.
This is a very earthy tattoo shop. There's a lot of pink and happiness. A lot of smiling.
A lot of good stuff.
You get you some fruit. Like, what other tattoo shop you get you some fruit? There's animals.
Good vibes. Ooh, I'm pretty sure I finally got my tarantula to eat today.
What is your tarantula's name?
He said we should double date. He said that you broke up with Sean. And
I
know all this ain't about that.
I can't do it.
He is totally a tarantula. I don't love it. He is totally a tarantula.
I feel like I'm good with them, but then that one time Molo came up on me and freaked me out when I had him on my hand. I said, boom, and flung him so hard. I could have broke all of his bones.
That would have been horrible. You'd have just broke this man's exoskeleton into pieces.
I thought I messed him up pretty bad.
It was a long time. Like, how long do those live? Like 20, 10 years, 5 years?
So the boys can live up to 7 years. The girls can live up to 17 years.
What?
That's right. Yeah.
17 years.
That's weird, though.
Like, let it eat things.
Yeah, I wouldn't hate to live in that.
I want them to get as big as my hand.
Oh, fuck that. And some of the ones...
all of the ones at the pet store right now are almost as big as my palm, and they're way bigger than him. I almost bought me another one and brought him in the other day.
How's he feeling about the battle? He good now?
Yeah, he's having. They just dropped the flyer with me and others, five contestants. Yeah. No, we on live. I'll show you in a minute.
Are you on live right now?
Not live, but we're recording definitely.
Oh, okay.
My bad.
No, you good. Hey, what is Tarantella's Ross crying about?
She's crying because she doesn't have her best friend anymore because her best friend's a bad person, but she misses her. Mm-hmm. Almost felt like they should date or something.
Her and her best friend?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The way they went to couples therapy together.
I definitely feel fired or cried that hard about a bitch I should have been dating.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's a lot of crying about
it. I don't know. I've cut off most of my best friends because they acted like Tony. And I'm like, I let you do that like 2-3 times. And then after you really show me your piece,
when you start taking advantage of me,
because they know I'm gonna stick around.
For the people that didn't watch Girlfriends, which actress is Tony?
Tony is the what's her real name or?
Yeah, what's her real name? But describe her. You know what I mean?
She's like the gold digger.
Yeah.
Materialistic. She talks in third person because she has an identity crisis. She'd be like, Tony Child.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that is hilarious. Yeah,
she talks about herself in the third person.
Oh, so this is the season where she like left for a long time.
No. Wait, I don't know. What? No. I don't even know, bro. I can't.
Y'all be watching Girlfriends out of order. Y'all just have episodes on.
I just have to have it on. It's comforting.
I've noticed that you're a tattoo show.
Hmm?
That's your tattoo show.
Yeah, I don't watch it at home.
That's hilarious.
Well, because I just need to make sure I know what's on. Like, if we turn something new on, I'd be stressed.
It might throw you off a little bit.
It's distracting you.
Yeah, I'm like, what are they talking about? I'm looking up, like, what?
That's what I notice when I try to watch other shows, like, that I don't already know all the words to and have already seen all the episodes. Like,
that's funny.
I can't focus on tattooing. I focus on that instead. It's distracting.
Yeah, and I was going to put a really compelling show on. I'm glad I didn't.
What were you going to put on?
Avatar The Last Airbender.
Yeah,
that would have been so compelling. Like, every...
Like, I can't watch anime that's dubbed, like, if it's not dubbed,
because... It's way too intense.
You stressed.
My show like that for when I'm writing music is American Dad.
American Dad's cool.
I know about 90% of the episodes of American Dad by heart.
I like American Dad.
And I know all of the songs.
Really?
Yeah, what you mean, Steve? I'm going to be, if I can find a way to talk to Seth MacFarlane... Steve's gonna drop an album. Bro, Steve Smith got the best music in cartoons, period. Like, nobody.
What's your favorite one?
He did a song, Daddy's Gone. Oh, what? It was the episode when the hot tub, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Stan didn't want to be a parent no more. He just wanted to be in the hot tub. He didn't care. So, he left the family, left his wife, started cheating on her and shit, right?
Damn.
And Steve did a whole... Genuine type song.
How's it go?
It's what was it? It was Daddy's Gone.
Okay.
And we're not going home ever again. And he had, you know, the white shirt open. Yeah. He was in the sand. It was perfect.
That's actually pretty awesome.
It was, yeah, when we're not on, I'm gonna let you hear it. It's one of my favorite songs, actually.
That sounds fucking hilarious.
That's why American Dad was always funnier than Family Guy to me, because they didn't have to, the demographic allowed them to do more shit.
Right.
Like when Peter, not having no money and not really having a job, did some super expensive ass shit, it was always confusing.
Right.
Stan is a CIA agent. Like, you could do whatever with that, you know? Right. If he's in another country, that makes sense. If he's on another planet, that makes sense. All right, so we're doing a big transition. She's switching to the other side. I like this angle because you can see the Nichelle Elise banner behind you.
Oh, we gotta turn it on.
I tried to turn it on yesterday.
I like how you got that expensive ass TV right there and it's not in your house being used.
Because I don't have a house, remember?
It's not in your room being used.
I'm about to take that.
Or do you have a nicer TV?
I have nicer TVs at my house.
You might have to check that outlet. Oh, it came on for a second.
That's the thing.
You mean
there's a short?
Mm.
This thing is
not
allowing
me to come on.
Oh, it's a short.
There's a short in the wire.
That's from us stepping in and out of
the box. I mean, that's very easy to. Any electrician can fix that. Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, that's kind of cool.
No, it's not. Oh, mm-hmm. I'm not getting in the middle.
Looks like a hostel.
This girl did a tarot reading today on TikTok while I was watching her. It wasn't for me, but I was just watching.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, air signs. I'm an air sign. She was like, what'd she say? She said that I need to stop spending so much money.
Air signs spend like, too much money on it.
She was like, what we're spending right now, we're like buying shit we don't need. And then she said that we need to dive into our business endeavors. And that was right when I was like, damn, I don't feel like spending money on
it. Is that Mona Lisa?
What?
On your side.
Yeah.
You want me to tell you what's funny? Mona Lisa kind of trash. Like, she really not busting like that. Like,
it's not her, bro. I'm pretty sure it's like it's the fact that somebody's wife.
Somebody's wife ain't busting. Like, they must have loved her personality, because why did you draw her? And then she always looking at you and shit, like, oh.
She's
talking
about what she's
doing. Yeah, that shit weird. Like,
I gained weight last week.
I think it's just one of the oldest, like, actual
portraits. Ah. Which makes it worse, because then that means that bitch really looked like
really
that.
Small, though.
Hmm.
But you didn't know that.
I didn't. I thought it was, like, a bigger painting. Yeah, but I'm
still first world, like, it'll come on if you just leave it a minute.
Yeah, I think it might be trying to load. I'm not gonna lie, you are being a total gangster about this tattoo.
Thank you. I've had a couple times where I'm trying to like grit my teeth, but
gritting your teeth. I've seen grown men. That chest ain't no game.
It's really not. I definitely seen ladies cry quicker than this. Yeah, things are going well. I feel like it's gonna hurt when she gets to the side. That's what I'm afraid of.
What the hell with that?
Miss Megan. What is there to eat around here?
Salad, taco bueno.
Salad, all that watermelon salad.
I need, well, I mean, get some of that, but I need like protein because I'm gaining weight.
Chicken yum salad.
There's a taco bueno that's all carbs.
That sounds hilarious.
It's good.
I'm glad that tattoo guns not as loud as they used to be, because now this is like a thing that's possible.
Oh yeah.
Because it used to be a situation where it's like tattoo guns was too loud for you to really hear anything. Goodness gracious, the what's the name's on camera? Wow.
Really?
Wow. She said, really, and then put him directly in the camera. It was like, chicka-licka-ling, just like she ain't know. You gotta get a video of you in, like, super large chains trying to tattoo, but then, like, you starting to realize that, like, yeah, you need, this aesthetic doesn't make any sense.
What the hell?
Chain, take it all over the tattoo and shit. You're like, yeah, this is not gonna work. Yo, what the hell are those? Yo, what is that?
Oh, one of them is me, one of them is
Nia. Oh my gosh, that's so absolutely...
Wait, titties on it. You see the titties? She called them bodacious tatas.
I can't believe that those are... That shit scared the fuck out of me. I'm just looking in the corner and shit. Ain't no way.
Then it like just like
us? No, not even close, actually. They have to have their own episode. That's the joke right there. That's the joke right there. Those are probably gonna be the header for the first episode. It's just the two.
What, potheads?
Yeah.
Shoddy.
Look at this shit.
I think screwing up my life worth a little bit more than else.
Any particular reason you started in the middle?
It's a centerpiece. I just wanted to get that done. It's like the most painful part.
Ah. It does. You were talking about the pasties, right?
I want these pasties because I can't wear... I hate bras. I feel like they're choking me.
Like, around this part? Yeah. You're a guy. You wouldn't understand.
Well, I'm skinny, so I have to deal with that with, like, sweatpants. Because if I wear a small, they're too tight around my waist.
Yes.
But if I wear a medium, you know what I mean? They're a little loose, but yeah, they fit the lengthwise.
It feels like someone's squishing me.
Girl,
Like, hugging me, and I'm just like, get off.
That's rough. Nah, I've noticed a lot of women don't just love them unless they trying to show that their titties is big, so they're trying to get that bra to just let it
To what?
They're
good to have when you're like trying to look nice, but yeah, just in everyday.
Yeah.
Nope.
Mm-mm. But I mean, y'all don't really gotta. But y'all gonna have to deal
society
with
that. Society makes us wear, like, made bras, like, you know what I'm saying? You can't have a nipple.
Bony women don't even own bras, I've noticed.
Yeah, they just wear, like, tankinis. Not tankinis.
Yeah.
What am I saying? That's good.
Sorry. It's my mama.
You know those, like, bralettes?
Yeah. I don't know. Women too skinny, I be feeling like I'm gonna hurt them.
Really?
You'd be looking childish, like.
Yeah.
I don't want to hug you too hard. I work out. Like, what if I, like, break you?
Them skinny girls be, like, the main ones that be kind of crazy. Like, yeah.
You're right. I'm going to kick you in your chest and, like,
yeah,
you're going to fold.
Like, they
right.
Shit.
I will fold you into a table.
Yeah, they love that shit. I'm like, nope, my knees hurt. My back
right.
Hurt. Nope.
Yeah, the Coral Ray song is busting. And everybody thought she was going to be a one-hit wonder. Nope. Two hits.
I didn't think that.
I was nervous that it could happen. Because I liked her before.
Yeah.
And she was still Trippie Redd's girlfriend.
She dated Trippie Redd.
For a while.
I did not know that.
When they were together, I liked her. And no one understood why. I was like, she's fired. So
then why does Trippie Redd be rapping about big booty, thick bitches? If Coral Ray was his...
Y'all,
man,
be rapping about something you think you're
listening
to.
This is true.
Who's gonna say, want me a bony chick with no titties, no ass, no bitties? Like, what the fuck?
I think I might have put that in a song before.
Are you serious?
Yes. Well, I just explained why. Stone face.
Yeah, unbothered. Like, she's.
This is the weirdest thing. We're gonna have some people in here on other episodes, and this is gonna be different.
But it's allowing me to go faster.
Which is great. It's going to be one of the few episodes that's going to have girlfriends playing in the background. We're going to have to start playing music.
Yeah, I want to play, like, local music or something.
Yeah, just in case.
That'd be good.
Especially when people start to realize that the music can get played on here.
Right. $100. Yeah. Right, like, yeah, we'll play music.
I've been thinking a lot about it since this afternoon. First, I have to like it, then you gotta
come. that's gonna be the thing, because, like, turning people down because their music is trash is gonna just have to be a thing that's gonna happen, because I don't care how much money you have.
No shit behind my
Because then we're gonna, because you know I don't have no filter, I'm gonna, like, actively make fun of
or
who
you
it is.
We could do that. You know, we could.
Yeah, I can let you know if it's trash.
Yeah.
during the tattoo, I'll be like, okay, does this make the tattoo more painful, listening to the song?
How do y'all feel about this song?
That'd be kind of fun.
Zoom in on her working on that line work right there.
You stupid.
I don't know who's more focused right now, Twin or Miss Megan over there.
I'm looking. That's important. Hard. Wait, Missy, when? Get a man, get him tight, get him out. Who was that lady talking about? Oh, she wanted like a. Moon with some dang leggings and a whole bunch of stuff, like dang leggings like that. On a plum.
I am exploring my newfound freedom from crap.
She's gonna get it.
I told her I would be more than happy to do it. I gave her my prize and she said she's gonna work out there. I'm assuming she didn't really want to pay that price for it.
They never want to pay that price. They want to pay that backyard price.
Yeah. Well, she don't have to go to a backyard artist that's not buying a fun when she wants somebody to do that.
Sorry.
No, you're good. Oh, I'm so proud of you.
She's chilling.
She's such a badass.
Yeah, this is grimy, what's happening right now.
She's not.
She needs to drop a rap mixtape.
Right.
You want some gangster shit. Yeah, you want some gangster shit right now.
Yeah, for real.
Something?
Hell no.
I got something.
I used to write like poetry and music and whatnot, but I cannot rap. I can rap along with other people.
Me too, all day.
Yeah, all day.
Now he's like, oh, where'd you get that one? Oh, that's cool. Yeah, you want to talk to your brother at the house? That's cool.
Oh, that's funny. At least he came around. I'm happy about that.
He's Jamaican and like real straight.
That's cool because he does seem really tough and strict. So it's cool to know that you came around. Like,
yeah. When did you get your first tattoo?
When I was 18.
Oh, get any better.
I'm a follow the rules kind of girl, kind of better.
Yeah, I'm kind of like that too. It took me a while to get my first one.
Yeah, Megan was 12.
Wow.
Are you serious?
She got her hands cut.
I covered my whole hand from tattoos.
That's crazy.
Was the laser surgery as painful as the tattoos?
Way worse.
Yeah, wow. It was like hot rubber bands.
And I got them off through the DTAG program, so most of it I didn't pay for because they were all gang related. So effectively, he didn't care about me.
So he was like, real painful with it.
He was pretty aggressive with it, yeah.
Ah.
What a dick.
He's like, you gang member.
Megan, you were a gang member? You don't have to answer that. But you're so sweet.
Talk that shit, Miss Megan.
Like, Megan's so sweet.
Rep your set, Miss Megan. There we go. I told y'all.
I did not start throwing up gang signs on Molo this morning, though. Probably
yeah, he started gangbanging on you a little bit.
That is a little hilarious.
Molo real recognized real. Molo knew what it was. Molo, oh, yeah. Megan real. She don't play.
Yeah, nah, Miss Megan is gangster. I felt it. I felt the energy. I'm like anybody. I'm like anybody that's happy. There's a reason that she's just happy. You see what I'm saying?
That's a lot of peace. This
peace
came
through
a lot of
trauma.
Megan is a
I be thinking about that sometimes. I'd be like, you're nice for a reason. That's why I know Mr. Rogers.
Oh.
He's been through some stuff. Like, ain't no way Mr. Rogers just got on multiple sweaters in the day, and that's just regular.
Right.
You, come on now.
That's real, though.
There's a reason that he changed clothes 3 times a day. Y'all never thought about that?
I didn't think about that.
Like, he'd have been... Come on, now, that's his old life. He used to that. He got to switch it out. You never know what Mr. Rogers... Look, it's his neighborhood.
I'm crying.
If you notice, nobody ever questioned it being Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. Like, you never heard a nigga be like, nah, it's my neighborhood, Mr. Rogers. It's not yours. There's a reason for that. Thank you. Like, there's nobody's finna play with Mr. Rogers. What? He'll leave you on them train tracks. Never to be seen again. Like,
yeah. Y'all know I love Mr. Rogers. I got a Mr. Rogers magnet right
here. That's serious? Amazing.
Oh, I
just feel
it.
When
did he? Oh my God.
Well, I
And the funniest part about it, I started wearing cardigans because of Mr. Rogers.
Are you serious?
Yes. I thought they were so cool. I'm like, so you telling me that there's a sweater for inside and I don't have to change the temperature of my house?
You're stupid.
I know you've seen Uncle Phil wear those in Fresh Prince of
Bel-Air. It's not the same. Mr. Rogers wore that shit with pride. Uncle Phil was fat, too, so that doesn't help. So it's like, I couldn't tell if it was a cardigan, a shirt.
He was big bone.
Yeah.
No, y'all, he was fat.
He definitely felt like a parent, though. Like, he was large and commanding, though. He was fat, but he was like the intimidating kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely that.
I have met that man. He don't play. He's cool, though.
He seems really awesome, but it just like, ooh.
I wouldn't want to piss him off.
Mm-mm. He done seen stuff. He done stuff.
I feel like I'm way meaner than my husband, actually. He's a real sweet person.
Miss Megan, I don't even understand that. The thought of Miss Megan being mean to somebody.
Megan can be mean.
That is because I genuinely love you. I consider you a friend, a brother, like a person that I care about.
I don't want to see the other side of Miss Megan. Unless it's on somebody else. You know, I'm going to put that on video for the podcast. Because now it's going to be a running thing that we didn't put it on an episode. People are going to wonder, because you're going to be so nice through it all the episodes. So people are going to wonder, like. Oh my goodness. It's going to be somebody said the wrong thing.
Do the wrong shit, and Megan's going to.
You know, a lot of the reason that I'm as nice as I am is because I am a licensed gun carrier, and because I realized that I can just fucking shoot you.
Like, yes, yeah, Texas. It's Texas too.
You know, I tattooed that little cop lady, and she's like, "Yeah, shoot first, ask questions later."
Oh, man, that ain't was. Wait, you protected serve, sweetheart. I don't know if you're allowed to say that.
Feel even more confident because, like, some people don't realize like the danger that they're in when they're being rude or being stupid or being insecure and being like crazy. Like, people don't realize like they're putting themselves in danger. And I don't allow people to put me in danger. I don't put myself in bad situations. I don't allow other people to put me in bad situations. And I always realize that I have a level of calmness and clarity because I know that I can shoot and will shoot myself out of any situation with confidence. And I'm okay with doing that.
Megan's like a whole
My husband taught me how to shoot. Like, I've been through all of the training classes. Like, we shoot regularly. Like, I can shoot from 100 yards away. Like, I can shoot. And that's long. That's really
What is it? What is it? The NFA, NSA? The NRA, yeah, that's you, right? Yeah, that is a commercial right there. That was perfect.
That should have been a commercial.
Cause that was straight defense. Like, that made a reason. It's dope because I got you tattooed with her face in like the little circle that you made, like this. Yeah, so it's gonna look straight like a NRA commercial.
That's fire.
Honestly, this will be the first one of these that I know of. A tattoo podcast?
No, there is none.
This is the first one that I'll know of. So I kind of want to lean into this now and
there's
jump.
There's a tattoo podcast called The Needle Boys.
They sound gay anyway.
Do you know who they are?
No.
You know how gay that sounds?
The Needle Boys.
One of them sparrow tattoos. One of them was Clint Cummins off of Ink Master Season 3.
Oh, yeah, they got that, but it's not, like, cool people.
I've never watched it, so I don't know what it is.
Do they be tattooing and talking?
But it's not, like, black.
Oh, it's definitely not black people.
I think he's talking about black. I think he's talking about black. Well, like, urban.
Yeah, what I mean, like, even
Joe... tattoo podcast.
Even Joe Rogan is a bit urban. Like, he'll have he's Snoop Dogg or something on there, like...
Punk ass. You see him acting up on Twitter?
No. What did he do now?
He asked academics what that mouth do. And everybody's like, this shit man's. I said, I do not know him.
That's gay.
I said, why would as you
hell.
With
hell. And I have no problem with being gay, but I'm stating a fact. I'm not saying that it's negative.
He was saying, you my bitch now. I was like, oh my God, are we in jail right now?
Yeah, Freddie done been to prison one too many times.
He said, you my bitch now. That's
it. What does that mouth do? Miss Megan the goat.
You guys are.
literally the best tattoo shop in the whole wide world.
Aw, shoot. Thank you, Megan.
That's cute. That's how that girl talked yesterday.
Oh, she talked so cute. I've never
heard that. Wait, it was, it, she had nice. She was nice.
You have to go east of Texas. My golly.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
She was here, the girl with the score or something like
that. Yeah, she does sound. Oh, yeah, she does sound like that. She definitely does sound like that. It's kind of, that was like the first accent that I heard. I went straight to like the Texas's most Texas area when I came from Katrina. I went straight to Longview. So it was like, yeah, it was, I saw cows and stuff. I was confused. I'm like, oh, come on, Dad. I'm like, I thought this was just on TV. Come to find out it is just on TV. Like, most of Texas isn't like that.
But,
yeah, right after. Like, we had to, we didn't actually have to walk in the water, but we left the day of. I have cousins that walked in the water.
Ugh,
yeah.
Last 10 years ago,
for like miles. Yeah, like miles.
That water had to have that.
Yeah, we went back and tried to like see the damage, and it was that was the first time I had to have a hazmat suit on, and hopefully the last time I have to have a hazmat suit on.
You had to wear a hazmat suit?
Hazmat. Not just the gas, hazmats. You never know how bad it was gonna be. So yeah. Looking at like, my uncle still has a picture of like the water line, and it's about a foot and a half taller than he is, and he's like 6'2".
I have a mental image that's locked in my brain of a news broadcast. So I didn't know anything about Katrina when it happened because my husband died August 22nd of 2005, and that is the same day that Katrina hit New Orleans. And so I didn't know anything because I was like, you know,
everything was
involved in that. So about a week later, I'm watching the news, and they showed a clip of New Orleans, and it was in the French Quarters, and it was at least 6 feet of water still in the buildings, and I was just like, what the hell?
Yes, it's a different experience, because that's why this hurricane wasn't so bad in New Orleans, because the levees didn't break, so, you know, it's just like water damage and stuff like that, and this was, you know, I mean, it was a hurricane, it did its thing, but what really did it for New Orleans was the levees breaking and the flooding. It was just like, yeah, I mean, you couldn't stop it. I wouldn't imagine being in there and having to see that water coming, because it's definitely not blue water. It's green and dangerous.
Very heartbreaking story of when he was trying to, or when after he had been evacuated from Katrina, and they were stuck in the convention center. Convention center that we're headed to this month. So he has some like crazy memories from being in that convention center already.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's remember, I didn't know Josh was from New Orleans. It's
you didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
That accident?
I tell him all the time that you're from New Orleans. And I hope you guys get along and have a good time together.
That is hilarious.
I didn't know you didn't.
Man, this is coming along.
You said the pain's a little bit worse in this area?
Yeah.
Yeah,
me too. But she hasn't moved once.
At all. Look at this. Getting some of those details in. Gotta zoom in on the pasties, you know.
You should sleep here alone.
Y'all just be happy I brought my pasties. I knew.
Right, because it'd have been a big blur over this part.
Yeah,
which is more edit work for me, because I gotta sit there and look at titties and I don't want to.
You're stupid.
Like, because I gotta go through the whole thing and blur the whole thing.
You can't just like,
I mean, you can do a mask, but every time I clip it and go out of it and go back into it, I gotta blur it again.
Yeah, that's annoying. And then to make sure it doesn't blur the tattoo. Right?
Yeah. And I cannot miss one spot, because if I miss one spot, they're not even gonna let me upload the video.
Mm-hmm. That is a good point.
Except for on Patreon. You can do it on Patreon.
I have a Patreon that I want to start using.
You have one? You know how hard it... Look.
I have a Patreon.
Patreon is hard to get.
What do you mean? I have it.
Like where you can upload and stuff?
Yeah.
I can't even upload on mine.
But I'm too scared.
I was like, this is giving OnlyFans vibes. Let me wait.
Nah, Patreon is for like more...
Like art. Like,
yeah. It's what OnlyFans is supposed to be.
Right.
Looks like we're only halfway there.
We're more than halfway.
We're gonna get y'all. About two thirds. And then we're gonna give y'all a full picture, full body look once it's finished. We need a name for the podcast.
CD. I don't know. Something simple.
Tattoo talk.
Why is that fire?
Right.
Welcome to the tattoo shop. I like it.
Yeah, Megan, that's it.
Just the tattoo shop.
The tattoo shop or tattoo talk? Both of those are epic.
Ooh. That's good.
Tattoo talk might be the one. Yeah, Miss Megan, you the GOAT.
Right.
I'll be telling you that a lot. You be thinking it's just because I'm saying it. No, you constantly do things.
I love hearing you say that to people. You say that a lot. It makes me real happy. I told Michelle sometime this week or last week, you're the GOAT. Because ATM says that all the time, and I love it.
All right, y'all be ready for the finished product. This is the end of this episode, but y'all still gonna get to see the little video and the photos of the actual tattoo itself. Look at Twin, Miss Megan, and you already know it's Young God, the Holy One.
Wait, you didn't introduce our client. You didn't do it.
Oh yeah, special guest, because it's not over. I didn't go off camera.
Hello.
How you feeling? Where can we find you on social media?
I have no social media. I ain't shit.
After this tattoo, you're going to need it. Because somebody got to see this.
I'll let my husband know. So I'm getting an OnlyFans account. Coming up.
Coming soon.